How silent it all is. It's like I'm watching a movie where the sound has failed. I, Phaedrus, am behind a glass door. On the other side of it stands Chris. He's 8 years old. And then I see what the glass door is. I'm in an enormous vault. I'm dead. Chris motions for me to open the glass door. He wants to talk to me, ask me what death is like, maybe. I want to tell him it's not so bad. It's just lonely. I reach to push the door open, but a dark figure won't allow it. The dead aren't permitted to speak to the living.
Dad? Dad? I want you to wake up.
Chris! I will see you!
Dad, wake up, will you? You're frightening me.
I'll see you at the bottom of the ocean!
You're not permitted to talk to Chris. You're dead.
Dad?
Oh! Hi, where are we?
Who are you talking to?
What? Oh, nobody, no. Oh, it was just a dream.
Your voice was different.
It was just a dream, Chris. What time is it?
It's 6 in the morning, and we're in a swamp somewhere. You wanted us to sleep out in the open last night. You said it would be fun.
We're in Dakota, Chris.
I'm cold. Why couldn't we stay in the motel with the others?
You wanted a camp, Chris. It was your idea, remember?
My stomach hurts. I hate this.
I'm sorry your stomach hurts. But in a couple of weeks, we'll be in California, looking at the ocean. Think of that.
And then what? You meet me there, at the ocean?
How could I meet you? I don't know what you're talking about, son. I don't know why you say these things. Just think about arriving at the Pacific. You've never seen it before.
And then what?
Well, then the trip will be over, I guess.
Then what?
I don't know, Chris. Let's back up the gear. We'll go into town. Find John, Sylvia, have breakfast, huh?
They're your friends, not mine.
Hey, come on, give me your sleeping bag.
I don't want to pack up our things.
Then you don't get breakfast.
I don't want breakfast. My stomach hurts.
Okay.
I can see by my watch, without taking my hand from the grip of the cycle, that it's 7:30 now. The wind, even at 60 miles an hour, is warm and humid. So I'm wondering what it's going to be like by the afternoon. We're heading northwest out of the Dakotas. I'm happy to be riding back through this country. It's a kind of nowhere. Famous for nothing at all. That's its appeal for me. Gradually, the sun warms us up. And my feelings warm up with it. The tired, sleepless feeling wears off completely, and the wind and the sun feel good now, making it real. It's happening. Just from the warming of the sun, the road, the green farmland, and the buffeting wind come in together. And soon it is nothing but beautiful warmth and wind and speed and sun down the smooth, empty road.
Chris! You see him? You see the ducks?
All I can see is the back of your head.
Sorry.
Hey, how were the mosquitoes?
Hungry. What's good?
Ham and eggs, waffle, coffee.
Hi there, get you something?
Yeah, coffee, waffles, syrup, sausages.
More coffee?
Sure.
Coming up.
Where's Chris?
He's not hungry. He's in the parking lot with a bike.
Well, I guess he can eat later.
No. He knows the rules.
Do you think maybe you're a little hard on him?
Sylvia.
It's just, there's a pattern. He's really not enjoying his vacation, is he? Is it us?
No.
Coffee.
Good coffee. We're right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?